Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the fun.
Welcome to another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I am an American Family Farmer. I'm a broadcaster. I decided to put those two skills together and do a weekly program which was in support of all those of you who are building or have built a fabulous family farm, and there are problems that you got to overcome. And we're happy to come up with some of the ideas, suggestions from farms that have been successful in a particular area to give you ideas on what you can do on your farm. It's simple and straightforward. Each week we usually talk to somebody who's an expert in some field of agriculture, such as the case with Joel Reddick, who will join us from Reddick Farm in a few minutes. I'd like to start off with a couple of items that are newsy from the world of family farming. Here's a story from Oklahoma this week. A couple using what's called polyculture to grow sustainable food. This is sort of a backyard farming operation on the shore of Lake Hudson. Stephen and Tammy Bell of Pryor, Oklahoma, They have established Waterline Farm. The goal is to use sustainable methods free of chemicals to grow their own fruits and vegetables and that sort of thing, using regeneratively focused agriculture. This is something that I spent a month earlier this year talking about. Each week for a month we had someone who was an expert in regenerative agriculture to add to the conversation. Basically, what they're doing is using the process that we've talked about here to add biomass to sustain the soil much better. And so this farm, Waterline Farm, is a member of the Soil for Water program through the National Center for Appropriate Technology. A lot of words. The bottom line is that the program is there to make land better, more resilient, catching and holding water in the soil. That sort of thing. They adhere to sort of the more strict guidelines, not having animals within 100 feet of the water, that sort of thing. That's been a lot of conservation commissions have adopted that statewide and locally around the country. The Soil for Water Network, 92 family farms. The goal is to increase soil water retention. And these folks, Tammy and Stephen Bell, have been members since earlier this year. They were one of the first farms registered to do this in Oklahoma. And so they're trying to improve the land. That's the bottom line. There are other farms in Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, that are getting into the same sort of thing. They named their operation Waterline Farm because water from Lake Hudson is piped into Tulsa for human consumption. And they want to keep it clean for themselves as well. So they grow pretty much anything and everything in the soil around their farm using these polyculture techniques. Fruits and vegetables grow, and they seem to, this season anyway, have benefited. This is the first season they've actually used it on apricots, nectarines, raspberries, blueberries. There are all kinds of elderberries, strawberries that they're using them on, and trees with nuts. Tomatoes also, asparagus, broccoli, kale, cucumbers, peppers, squash. These things are being grown in what they describe as a wholly sustainable method. No chemicals whatsoever. And that's really kind of what regenerative agriculture is all about. No chemicals, nothing. And the animals that they raise, obviously, the chickens with their egg production, the meat, that sort of thing, all using the same style, the same material, the same philosophy, that's what's making them different and successful. So tip of the hat to that Oklahoma couple. Here's a story from nearby me in Massachusetts, Bill Ricca. This story resonates because of government, big government, not working with farmers, not understanding what they have. And I'm sure this guy's probably got a bee in his bonnet, kind of an old, crusty New England farmer named William Griggs. Griggs Farm in Billerica, Massachusetts. said that he's going to close the farm. He and his family have operated it for over 80 years, but they can't do it anymore because the town says the land is worth over $1 million, and they should. He's got an APR, what they call agricultural preservation rights on it. The town still says the land is worth $1 million, and he better pay taxes or they're going to take the land. Well, they're not going to do anything. What can they do with it? They can't build on it. 17 acres of land. Most of it has been agricultural land. Some of the land, the buildings where he has his store and stuff, is taxed as commercial. The parking lot, that sort of thing. He hasn't paid taxes on it since 2017 because he'd been arguing with the town since then, trying to have a sustainable farm in an area where there aren't a lot of sustainable farms. You'd think the town would be... Bill Rick is kind of a... I don't know. It's a blue-collar community, and I don't think they get, nor do they appreciate, what would be going on the farm. I just don't think they get it, frankly. Griggs is paying taxes on the $600,000, he thinks that's what the assessment ought to be. And so they, you know, they say, no, it's twice that. They've delayed action on the property for another year. They're trying to figure it out. But this is really bad management on the part of this community. How badly do you need tax money versus having somebody grow food that can be used locally? Local sources are drying up, especially in Massachusetts. And then there are problems. There's a story from Vermont this week about a farm that lost 30 cows from a collapse. Clarendon, Vermont, the Bromley farm, roof of the barn collapsed, trapped about 60 cows, 30 of them died. I had the same thing happen on my farm in 2015. There were a lot of people in the neighborhood who showed up to help. God love them. They did here, too. But they couldn't save those cows, so that's got to be, man, I can't imagine anything more, just the sadness that goes with something like that. It's awful. All right, let me help you out a little bit with the situation in your home. Want to make it as healthy as possible so that you'll stay as healthy as possible because you got lots of work to do. If you've been, you may not even know you've been breathing dirty air. Do you sneeze a lot? Do you have allergies? Are you bothered by the smells, the odors, that sort of thing? This is a tool that will kill the mold, the germs, neutralize pet odor. It's very efficient. Quick cleaning of the air comes using the Thunderstorm air purifier. This has no filters to replace. It works on, just plug it in to a wall socket and you'll never breathe dirty air again. You don't have to buy any filters, no floor space, silent. And there are so many. You go to EdenPureDeals.com, you'll see all kinds of examples of people who have used this in their home, their study, in their car. It's really it's a fabulous addition for you and your family. Even take it with you if you travel a lot. Use it in a hotel room. EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3, save $200 on 3 Thunderstorm air purifiers. Quite the deal. Right now, yours using the Doug3 code. Shipping is free. Go to EdenPureDeals.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub.
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back on the American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Joel Reddick, who has Reddick Farm, which raises crops and beef in Kentucky. They do rotational grazing. They have a lot of conservational practices. So I want to kind of start there, if I can, Joel, as an example of what a lot of people are now doing. I was just talking about sustainable agriculture, water retention, that sort of thing, and a couple of other farms, giving people the idea of this program is to give people ideas as to how they can become more successful. So when did you start conserving the way you're doing now? At what point in your farming career did you change, or have you always had the same sort of conservative, quote-unquote, approach to agriculture?
So we've gone through several different management approaches over the course that I've been here at farming full-time. I'm 25 years old, so I'm still real young and new at this, but I've been farming full-time for about 10 years now. Yep. And the first year that there was kind of a big change was 2018 or 2017. And that's the year that we switched and planted cover crops on every single acre. We started no-tilling every single acre. And that's creek bottoms that are typically saturated in the spring, and it's very normal in our geography to till that ground at least once. That's what all of our neighbors do on the flat ground to help aerate that out, get some sunshine on the soil and dry it out. But we have switched to full no-till and cover crops about 5 years ago, and seeing some big changes just in that time.
Big changes, for example.
Okay, so in the hill ground, the first thing that we see is a reduction in erosion. You can see that after 18 months is on the safe side. It depends on how fast you apply the soil health principles that we read about in magazines and hear and see in this regenerative, sustainable arena. The faster you apply those principles, the faster you can see results. Mm-hmm. But it took us about a year to 18 months on the hill farms to see erosion go from what we considered normal, and that's lots of gully erosion due to heavy spring rains typically. And that's been reduced by approximately 90%. I mean, it's a very significant reduction in the hill farms, and of course we don't really have much erosion that's very easy to see on the creek bottoms. They're less than 1% slope, so they're pretty flat. But we have seen an increase in water infiltration across the whole farm. So that means every raindrop that falls, we're keeping more and more of them, and that is universal hill ground and creek bottom ground.
All right. So as we continue here, I'd like to know how you keep the land from being oversaturated, if you will. I understand the right runoff, but hold on a minute. We got to pause for a couple of things, and then we'll continue. Joel Reddick from Reddick Farm in Kentucky here to talk about how he's protecting the land and working his farm. This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly broadcast. I'm Doug Steffen.
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back on the American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Joel Riddick from Riddick Farm in Kentucky. What's the name of the town or the towns that you're in?
So we are nearest to Bardwell, Kentucky, and that's extreme western Kentucky, right on the Mississippi River. So we're as far west in Kentucky as you can go without being in Missouri.
All right. So that brings about the focus on the Mississippi River, the land there that is great river bottom land. We always hear stories about how much of the land flows off into the Mississippi River, how they have at the Delta these barges that are there operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to recapture the soil that comes down the river. I don't know what they do with that. They put it on a barge, whether they bring it back up the river or not, where they put it. But it's a continuing focus, a continuing problem. And a lot of people would say, well, you shouldn't plow or you shouldn't harvest. You shouldn't be using land that close to the water. Well, the other side of that is it's such great quality land. I see it here where I am in Massachusetts along the Connecticut River and in New York along the Hudson River. And you can see it any place where there's a great river flow, the Ohio River, some of the great, Susquehanna, what is it called in Pennsylvania? It's the Schuylkill River. There are these water sources are so important. So were you taught or did you come up with a change? And I wonder how your family, because you said you were 26, 27. So you're coming along. You've been working on the farm most of your life. And have you conflicted with your father or others on the farm who didn't want to go to do things like no-till?
So I can't take credit for much of what we've learned. We're standing on the shoulders of better men that have and women that have done this work. So we're standing on the shoulders of giants. But Dad and I do work together pretty well. We of course have disagreements. It's inevitable when you're spending as much time as we do together. There's going to be tough days and there's going to be good days. But for the most part, we are of the same mind in pursuing the same goals. How we decide to get there may look different. There's different ways to get to the same destination, but the details we may disagree on, but we definitely agree on where we're trying to get as far as where we're moving the farm We learned this from, several names come to mind. Dave Brent is a great mentor. He's been around a good while now, since no tilling and cover cropping since the late 60s, early 70s. And I went up to his farm in 2019 and did a long, day-long field day, learning quite a bit there. We attend conferences regularly, like the National No-Till Conference, the Ag Soil Regen Conference up in Iowa. It's another great one. I'm very, very plugged in, you might say, to different farm peer groups, across the country. Anybody talking regenerative ag, sustainable agriculture, I try to keep my ear on the ground and just hear what's going on and what other people are learning. And that's the main way that we learn, is attending conferences and participating in these farmer peer groups.
So how much of it is affected by social media or things that you can find online?
So social media, I mean, the main tool that I use to participate in these farm groups is Facebook. There's about 20 different farmer groups. Some of them I'm in a beekeeping group that's very active and informative. I'm in a no-till group that's just how to make different corn hybrids and different crops work with no-till and cover crops.
Hold that thought, because I want to get into more detail in a moment. We come to the second half hour of our American Family Farmer program right after things that are happening in your neighborhood at the bottom of the hour here on the American Family Farmer.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking on the Mar-a-Lago investigation.
What do you say to the argument that it would be too divisive for the country to prosecute a former president?
There has been a call for justice, and justice has been served.
That was during an interview with Meet the Press. This comes as the Department of Justice and Donald Trump have each submitted 2 candidates to serve as a special master to review documents seized from the former president's Mar-a-Lago home last month. 2 sheriff's deputies were killed while serving a warrant.
2 suspects are in custody after 2 Atlanta-area sheriff's deputies were killed in the line of duty Thursday evening while serving a warrant. Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens.
What words can you say when you lose your family member? And those words don't come easy.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back now with Joel Reddick from Reddick Farm in Kentucky, right on the Mississippi River, the no-till focus. A lot of younger farmers are adopting that. You were suggesting been adopted by other people in older generations. So it is good, but it's not perfect. What are some of the problems that you've had, your farm has had, as a result of using no-till?
So hybrids aren't always, corn hybrids and soybean varieties aren't always adapted for the conditions that we are putting them in. Modern corn breeding and soybean breeding as well has led to a lot of advancement in genetic potential, disease resistance, standability. I mean, there's a lot of characteristics that these big seed companies breed for that are desirable for mainstream commodity production. However, when you no-till the ground, when you let cover crops get 6 foot tall, 10,000 pounds of biomass per acre, mm-hmm. when you cut back on the synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, you're putting it in an environment that the pioneers, the DeKalbs, the Bayers and Monsantos of the world did not prepare for. They did not prepare their product for that kind of a system. So we kind of have to do some of our own research. We do variety trials every year to try to see what's working, and we're using some non-GMO corn hybrids that we're finding some real good success with. But the main challenge is taking modern technologies that aren't exactly adapted to our conditions, because we are quite unique as far as mainstream commodity production. So that's the main hurdle that we have to jump, is adapting these modern genetics and breeding criteria for our situation.
So what are you growing? What's the main product that Reddick Farm produces?
So we've got corn, soybeans, and wheat in a rotation on most of our acres. We've got about 2,000 that we manage all together, and that's row crops and pasture and hay ground included. So that's top to bottom. We're at nearly 2,000. And 1,600 of that is row crops. So the majority is dedicated to row crop production. And we do occasionally grow grain sorghum. If the market allows, right here on the Mississippi River, there's often opportunities for higher basis levels. and we can capitalize on that just due to our location. But we're trying to find as many crops as we can. We've looked at rapeseed in the past, canola rapeseed, and haven't tried that yet, but it's on our radar. So that's one of our goals, is diversify the amount of crops that we have.
Well, there certainly is an interesting mix, that's for sure. Do any of the people that are in your neighborhood try to keep you from doing this? Has anybody become active in saying, hey, you can't do this, this isn't good for the rest of us, or any variation of the same?
No, we've never had any negative feedback, you might say. Most what is normal is for people to look and then to talk about it in the community. We're good friends with our extension agent, and he always tells me, people ask me all the time, are they making any corn? Are they doing any good over there? Most people don't ask us directly, but there is, people are watching what we're doing, certainly. And every year we're in business is a testament to the success, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have any overtly negative feedback.
How about the government and their involvement? There have been a lot of bits and pieces of pressure brought on farmers. There's a lot of climate change conversation. The synthetic stuff has been around for a while. How bad the things from Monsanto are, been around for a while. But the focus on climate change, and I'm not saying I buy it or I don't buy it. I know there are things that are happening that are changing our reality. We see it more and more every year. Droughts, a lot of rain here and there. I'm not convinced that the Earth doesn't go through this as a matter of course over the billions of years that it's been here. But I'm sure, frankly, in my mind also, that we're not helping it any. But how often do you get the focus? Because the news media is full of this, and a lot of people who don't know anything blame farmers. Again, I emphasize, a lot of people who don't know anything, haven't got a clue about source of food, et cetera, et cetera. So your comments on that, if you would.
So I agree with your assessment on the climate reality that we see ourselves in. There's no doubt climate is changing. We see it year in and year out. This year has been extremely dry for us. We had about less than a half inch of rain for about 40 days in June and July. It's going to be a very, very quick corn harvest and not in a good way.
Right.
There is a lot of push for that from the general consumer base. We don't see much of that locally. Rural Western Kentucky we should be concerned about climate change. We live right next to one of the biggest rivers in the world that flows chocolate brown nearly all the time. And,
yeah.
And farmers certainly contribute to that, both positively and negatively. But what we're trying to build, a farming system that is equally or more profitable than kind of the normal modern commodity crop production systems that you see today. It's equally or more profitable, but also has almost none of these negative environmental impacts. And it's not anything big that we do. It's just every time it rains, we're holding more water. The water that does leave our farm is usually crystal clear. We're not contributing to any sediment issues downstream. And I think water quality and soil quality go right in together. And I think if you're making less passes through the field with tillage, with fertilizer, with pesticides, we're burning a lot less fuel. So air quality can be greatly improved. And we're planting cover crops to help ecosystem diversity. And that helps us as well as our ecosystem.
Let me interrupt you there for a second. So you yeah. plant cover crops. How does that engage? I don't do no-till. I'm in an area where I'll leave the. I plant corn every year. I'm planting a lot of, actually right now, when the rain, we've had a shortage of rain here, but now the soil is getting a lot of moisture, and I got to reseed a couple of hay fields. I don't know, yep. You know, in terms of reseeding things, especially in an area where we have so many weeds and varieties of things, how I would approach doing what I'm doing in a no-till reality.
The main way that we use cover crops is in the fall. We'll plant them with a drill after we harvest the corn and soybeans. Mm-hmm. We're experimenting with some some alternative sowing methods. We took an older spray rig from our local Case IH dealer and bought that, and have stripped the liquid application system off, and we're replacing it with a dry application system where we can broadcast the cover crop seed with a high clearance spray rig in our soybean fields, so that that cover crop is already growing and established when we harvest our soybeans. So what that does is it buys us time. It's getting that cover crop established earlier in the fall when we have more heat accumulation. It's going to lead to better growth and less erosion through the winter, and an earlier maturing cover crop in the spring.
Yeah. See, that's a problem that we have when I do cover crops. Oftentimes it doesn't, I don't get all the corn off of the land until sometimes it's snowing.
It's too long, not enough heat left in the year to accomplish much.
Right, that stuff will get started, but it doesn't really take hold. I noticed a field that I'm now doing third time around on the field. It was basically for straw the first time, but now it's good green fodder for the cows. And because we've had a drought here, the pastures, I pasture everything, and the pastures have dried up to bone dry. Now, they'll come back a little after this rain, but the cows need sustenance. Right. And so that's getting onto the land and keeping it going has been a real problem. All right, hold on a second. We continue. Joel Reddick, he and his father operate Reddick Farm in Kentucky. Doug Steffen here with a word about you and your health and your well-being. The number one choice for healthy weight loss, as you know, having listened to me in any of my many programs that I do every week, I extol the value and the virtue of Calitrin because it's clear to me that it is safe and it's natural, and the weight loss progress that's been made by so many thousands, tens of thousands of people that have used Calitrin over the last 25 years, this is something that almost is one of those duh things. Why would you not do it? No drugs, no stimulants, doesn't interfere with any medications, doesn't interfere with any of your health conditions that you may have had. Side benefits, a lot of losing inches and pounds and keeping it off, but also there's because of the main ingredients, it really is good for your skin and your joints. That's why I love it, and I'm happy to tell you to try it with success. It's guaranteed, made in the United States of America, shipped in the United States of America. It's a true American product. Go to the website, toploss.com, and right now, and there's an unlimited BOGO deal going on in conjunction with celebrating. Every season there's a different reason for celebrating. So if you're trying to put the entire family into a focus of good health, and losing weight is certainly the key to that, why don't you go to toploss.com and apply the Doug code so that you can not have to pay for shipping, and also you'll get the unlimited buy three, get three free deal. The BOGO deal extends as far as you'd like it to extend. Also, payment help as well. Ask about that when you talk to your counselor. Connect with a counselor. Connect with a company. Calitrin's available by going to the website toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance.
buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caletrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caletrin consultants at toploss.com. Back for a few more minutes here with Joel Riddick from Riddick Farms. So the nutrients you were talking about, not using commercial fertilizers, more and more people are doing that. So how do you enhance the quality? You've got a beef operation, so is that enough? You have to have poultry as well. Is that enough mixing that together to enhance the nutrients that you need in the soil?
So poultry manure is the basis of our soil fertility management. It's quite rich, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, as well as most of the micronutrients that our crops need to have all that they need. So that's the foundation. We produce not quite half of the poultry manure on our farm that we use on our row crops. There's lots of other poultry farms within 15 minutes of us. So there are people that we can buy excess poultry litter from our neighbors. So we do get that. It's much more affordable versus what the co-op sells, and it doesn't have a lot of the negative chemical and biological effects that some of those synthetic fertilizers can have.
One of the things that I love every year, I'm in a suburban area, so the neighbors are not thrilled when I mix cow manure, chicken manure, pig manure. I have my own witch's brew, and sometimes I put bone meal and stuff in it. It's great for the. I have a composting operation, put that stuff in there too, and it really it's great for the soil. Not great for your nostrils if you're too close to it. Other than that, it's good, and that's the kind of thing you got to explain more and more. You need to explain to the neighbors and people that are around what you're doing. Sounds to me like you're doing a great job with that. And I wish you continued success. You've given us a lot of great ideas. You and your family, keep it going. That's the thing. Get more and do more. Joel Riddick here on the American Family Farmer from Riddick Farm. The no-till thing is really, it is becoming It's not a fad anymore. It was for a while, but it's becoming more and more used with good success. So, Joel, thank you. I hope you live long and prosper, as they say in the Star Trek movies. Joel Riddick with Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate getting to share our story whenever I can.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
53 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer program. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about our podcast. Every week you can get the essence of what we are talking about, the overview, if you will, on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's the website, the most recent one, other than the usual agricultural news. We have a focus on a farm. The agribusiness management specialist, Melissa O'Rourke from Iowa State University, talks with us about the way the Extension Service helps the farmer. We talk a lot about foreign farmland ownership, and there's nothing good that comes out of those conversations, as you know, being good stewards of the land, all kinds of things. Women in farming, I always like talking about that, too. So you'll get the gist of our complete hour summarized in the podcast. You can get all American Family Farmer Show podcasts available. They're all listed there. It doesn't cost you anything. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You may see some things that are there that will intrigue you. Go back and listen to our conversations, the height of which are a part of the focus. Okay, got it? Get your AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com website, podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Doesn't have to necessarily be at that website. All right, so in my thinking this week, I've come across, I do a lot of different research for my own farm, and I'm interested in nosing around. That's how we find so many of these guests. So one of the things this year that's really troubled me and my farm and some of the neighboring farms that have sweet corn and Brazilian corn, which is basically cow corn or silage corn, some people call it, the birds. Man, the birds this year, I don't remember it being this bad. But there is some information from a wildlife biologist that I saw who works with the USDA, and they have a number of suggestions as to how to disperse the birds. I couldn't figure out how to do it. I don't know how, you put scarecrows out there, the old methods. Some people have, around where I am, used old cannons to scare the birds away, but they go away and they come back again and they eat the kernels of corn. They have made a mess. So what do we do to control their habitat? What do we do to modify what they do? There are auditory things, there are physical deterrents. Actually, some people use chemical repellents. And there's a lot of the stuff that landscapers use on your grass. I don't know how good it is, but when given the choice of having enough sweet corn to sell or having enough cow corn with nutrient in it, I guess all of us would like to think that we do everything and anything that we can to keep the animals away. I don't know of any kind of forage, any kind of corn that isn't or hasn't been susceptible to all of this stuff this year. Anybody who's got a note for me, you can share it with me. You can go to doug@dougstefan.com and send me a note. I've noticed that some people are concerned because of property boundaries. They don't want whatever we're using necessarily what we're doing to go onto their land because they either don't understand, they don't like it, you know, whatever it is. And I think that holds more for pesticides than anything else. And I think pesticides are becoming less and less attractive for a couple of reasons. One of them is because they're not good for you. They're usually not good for the land. They may be good temporarily to help enhance the amount of crop that you can grow. But down the road, it's anti-purposeful. And I think most people are beginning to recognize that. So anyway, if you're spraying with pesticides, that may or may not kill. If you haven't got the right mix, the chemical repellents don't work. I've seen it happen. The fellow that is with me who grows a lot of sweet corn, I don't use this on my corn, but he uses a spray to keep the corn borers from being a problem. If I'm selling or I have sweet corn, what I do is, actually it's very labor intensive, I just cut the end off if there's a problem some farmers don't do that, and so, okay, if you got a big field, it's great. It takes care of the problem with the corn borer, but it also does other things to the soil and, killing. The object is to get rid of the birds, right? Remember Rachel Carson and Silent Spring, all about what we were doing with DDT to the birds on not just the farm, but everywhere, getting rid of mosquitoes. And so it's a real problem. And some of the government folks say you got to coexist with the birds. Somebody please teach me how to do that, because they're not interested in being, they're not coexisting with me. They're taking everything that they can grab or eat. So let's put some more thought into that. Maybe we'll come up with some more ideas on an ensuing broadcast. Right now, my time's up, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.